Parshas Kisisa, a lot of big sugyas. The merkaz over here in the beginning is the Chet Egel. It's to do with the first two aliyas, Koyin and Levi, and Parshas Kisisa are very barichos, because since Shevet Levi was Lechot the Egel, you don't want to call on to a Yisrael, only someone from Shevet Levi, to talk about the Chet Egel. So therefore, aside the first few Hakdoma Parshas that are here, the Kiyar, the Machsa Shekel, Shemen HaMishcha, and then Bechlal, all the Parsha of the Egel, is only the first two aliyas. Parshas Kisisa always comes out right around the time, right after Purim. This year, I found it's an Ibri year, so it's right after Purim Katan. But the whole Parshas Kisisa is Be'etzen of Vinahapaychu. On the one hand, there's the Chet Egel, there's Lech Reid. But on the other hand, afterwards, Behemshech is the Lucha Shniyos, Lech Aleivizeh. And then there's a Tshuva Me'ava, the Yom Kippur comes down. The Lucha Shniyos, it's all in this week's Parsha. Also, the Kiyar came, it comes to be Metaher and prepare you for Avodah, but it came from the Marois of the Noshim. The Nechoshes of the Kiyar went through a Mapecha. Machas HaShekel Bechlal is taking Kesef, which is a Dover Gashmi, a Choyl, and turning it into a Shekel HaKoydesh. Also by the Shem HaNemishch, we'll get to soon, it says Mor Deror, which is a remes for Mor Dechai. But the emphasis, like many of you showing him, the mar is be'etzem a dover tomei. How can it go into the Shemen HaMishcha? Because it gets a mapecha, it becomes star. Mar d'chai, d'chai is star. Yemetaher the mar, when it becomes part of the Shemen HaMishcha, when it becomes part of something kadosh v'tar, it makes a mapecha. So all the parshiyos, machzas ha-shekel, the kiyar, mar d'ror, is a mapecha. Later on you have the yud gimel midos. Yud gimel midos can do a mapecha. There's a remez at the end of the parsha, the amount of psukim in Parshas Kisisa, 139 psukim, is the simen for the parsha is Chanan El, which is the words of the Yadomi, this Kel and Chanun. So that's just a quick sikum to start off. The parsha of Matzah Shekel itself, maybe we'll see by Parshas Shkolim, we'll go more barichas into it this year. Parshas Shkolim is, I think, Pekudei. But we'll speak out, there's a medrash, Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz brings a medrash. The medrash says, in medrash Tehillim, Rabbim oimrim lenafshi, ein yishuas aloi belikim selo, v'ata Hashem mogein badi. That's a pasuk in Tehillim. Says the medrash, v'kisisa roish. How do we do that with kisisa roish? So Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz says, it's alluding to the Gemara in the end of Masechta Tomid. Sho'al hai mino l'rova. A certain Apikoyrus asked Rava, you should go b'sa the rabbim. And the rabbim of the goyim, the rabbim of the umayis ha'olam, the rabbim of the oivdei avoy the zara. Why don't you go b'sa the roiv? Why do you stick to your emuna? L'chari, you should go b'sa the roiv. And the answer is, he said, Amar le Ravi, Yisrael is a dover sheveminyan. Dover sheveminyan is not batel b'roiv. So that's the pshat in this pasuk. Rabbim oimrim lanafshi, that they're saying, rabbim, that you should do not go with the likim. And what's the answer? What's the Hashem mogen badi? Kisisa roish, because we count, and when we count, it's about the usher usually to count. But the yidden, each yid is a separate number. Each yid is a davar sheva minyan. Davar sheva minyan any bottom. We know the Gemara says memes and yuma. You're not allowed to count. I feel for a dvar mitzvah usher limnis es yisrael. Rather, we count the shkolim. It's interesting. Rashi, it's brought down. It has a sefer ha'ayre. He says when you want to know if there's 10 people for a minyan, you're not supposed to count. So rather, you're supposed to say a pasuk. What does Rashi say? The pasuk. There are 10 words in that pasuk. What's much more commonly used and known is actually a pasuk that, if someone finds me an earlier makar, but I saw that it's from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, is that what the minhag ha'olam is, that we count with the pasuk of Hoshia es amecho v'orech es nachal osecho. And of course there are 10 words in that pasuk, although there's a famous niggin from Rav Twersky, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, who was nifter last year in the corona. According to his nusach of the Nigin, there's more than 10 because it's Ureim, 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 Ureim v'naseim, Ureim v'naseim ad ha'olam. And then you get more than 10. But you're supposed to just say the etzem 10 words of the pasuk. V'dai was it. The parsha of the Kiyar. I saw an interesting ha'ara. The Mishnah says in Yuma daf lamed zayin, ben katan osa yud beis dad l'kiyar. Ben katan made 12 faucets for the Kiyar that the water could come out, so 12 kehanim could be matar at the same time. And then the Mishnah continues, af hu osa muchni l'kiyar, shaloi yimeim of nifsalim belina. There was some kind of contraction that the kiyar would go underground, like on some kind of a chain I don't know how you describe it, what's the word, but a mukhni, the kitzer. There was some kind of mechanical thing that the kier would go down, and it's brought down from the Brisker of Akasha. The Gemara says they did it, the Mishnah says they did it, so the mayim shouldn't be puzzled belina. But for the Brisker of, but then you're missing Tzuras HaMikdash. The Mikdash has Kalim, Shulchan, Menorah, Aron, Kiyar. How could you take the kier away? The Tzura of Mishkan, the Tzura of Mikdash needs a kier. Efshir Ula, you can answer, kier. The Sephorma over here spells, why is Kiyar not mentioned in Parshas Truma, together with all the other Kalim, the Arayin, Shulchan, Menorah? Why is the Kiyar mentioned here separately? The Sephorma says, he says, because Kiyar is different than the Klei HaMishkan. Kiyar is only Hechsher. It's to be Metar you and prepare you. And he explains that's why it's separate. And maybe that can explain why also it's less Ma'akiv, that the etzem presence of the Kiyar there at night has to actually be there. Maybe you could be Miyashiv, according to the Sephorna. Of course, the obvious question is, we discussed last week, that Mizbeach HaZohav is also Shaloi B'mkoymoi. Mizbeach HaZohav is at the end of Parshas Tetzaveh, not together with all the other Kalim and Parshas Truma. Interesting, we mentioned last week, this many Pshatim, but the Sephorna also shtells on that over there, and he says a different part. He says all the other Kalim of the Mishkan are for Hashras Hashchino. Mizbeach HaZohav is Lekovoid. So it's interesting. The Shar Kalim, the Kalim that I mentioned in Truma, or for Hashras Hashchina of the Mishkan. Mizbeach HaZohav, the Sephorna sets aside separately, and it's mentioned separately in the end of the Tzavah, L'Kavoid, L'Chavid Esokel. And Kiyar, the Chlal, was saying, is for Tahara. We now have also the parsha of Shemen HaMishcha and also of the Ketoires. In the Ketoires we have Chelbina. Rashi says, Chelbina be'etzem is Reichoi Ra. Now it comes together with the other Samamani Ketoires and it's a remez for the Inyan that it shouldn't be L'namdeinu, Rashi says, Shelo yakol b'neinu l'tzaref imanu be'agudas ta'ani yiseinu v'tfilaseinu even as poisha Yisrael, shiunimnim imanu. Of course, there's a famous vart. There are 11 simonim in the Ketoires. You're not mitzaref the chelvina to the minion. When there's already 10, you can be mitzaref the chelvina as the 11th. Chelvina represents, you know, we had before, we mentioned, we're going to go into now, Mor Deror is Mordechai, and the Gemara actually in Chulin says, Daf Kuf Lametes, Mordechai, Menatar Minayin, Shenemar, Mor Deror. It also says the source there for Esther, for Haman, Amin Eitzazeh, that's the three Purim, and then also for Moshe, Vishagam Mubasar. But interesting, Chelbana, this foreign say, it's not the Gemara in Chulin there, but Chelbana is Gematria Haman. After another remez, Haman get the Rhein Darten. Chelbana is Rosh HaTevis, Chayiv Loimar Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam. Even the Chelbana says that, even the Chelbana becomes part of the Ketoros. But again, that's not the source for Haman. Haman is Hamin Ha'etz Hazeh. And then we have Mordechai. Mordechai is from Mor Deror, going back here to Shemen HaMishka. The Rambam in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, says that Mar, when we talk about Mar, that's here in the Shemen Mishra, Mar is from the dam of a certain Chaya. Frek the Ravid, you can say that Mar is dam from a certain Chaya. How could it be? How you talking that you would take something from a Dover Tomei, and that should be part of the Ketoros? Rather, the Ravid says, the Mar is like what it says in Shir Hashirim, Basi Lagani, Arisi Moiri in Pesami. It's a certain kind of an Esev, and the Ravid Ishtar Koelik that it's not a dam. What the Achrayim say, the Kesef Mishnah Ready Afanar, and many Achrayim talk about this, the Pshat and the Rambam, and many Rishonim that learn that Mar is from dam of a Chaya, and various other Samamonim also that maybe come from a Sheretz or from a Chaya, because it's Nishtanetsu Rosli Lagamri, it has of an Ahapaychu, it's Nepach to a Dover Acher, Ponim Chadoshes Bo Lakan. It's a new mitzias, and that's the pshat. Mar deror. Deror is dochi. Dochi is tahar. Deror also is freedom. Free from, and tahar from the mar. Mar is also gematria amalek, 240. Mordechai is frees us from mar, from amalek. It frees us. It's metar, dechoi, is tahara. It's metaros from amalek, it's metaros from this mar. Now, this idea of that the summon from a Dover Tomei, it's also Be'etzem brought down Legabe in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reish Tes Zayin, Legabe making a bracha on the summon. There's a whole arichas here in the Hafla, how you're talking that you can make a bracha, and then he goes into Shemen HaMishchan. Keteres also that we're putting different samimonim that are from a Dover Tomei into the Keteres and to the Shemen HaMishchan. Chasam Sofer writes, the Pasuk says, Mar Doror Chamesh Meyos. So the Chasam Sofer writes, it says like this, Mardechai Be'etzim comes from Shimi Ben Gera. Shimi Ben Gera, also it's not a tzaddik. But there was 500 years, he makes a cheshbin, from the time of Shimi Ben Gera until Mardechai. So he says, it's Mardoror Chamesh Meyos, 500 years later, from Shimi, Mardechai Ben Yor Ben Shimi, from this Shimi Ben Gera, 500 years later, comes a Mardechai, comes the remez of Mardoror Mardechai. After the Chayta Egel, you have... No. Before the Chayta Egel over here, you have the Parsha we went through, Keteres. The Tzalel is told to build the Mishkan. Oh, we have the Parsha of Shabbos. We have Shabbos over here. We have Shabbos next week. Also, Shabbos is mentioned in a lot of different times, each time a different facet. Over here it says, Ach es Shabsoisai Tishmoiru. Ach is 21. Says the Chasam Sofer, the Rabbi Yishlam is saying, Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the Luchai Shniyos on Yom Kippur, and according to the Cheshbon, what day of the week it was that year, Sukkot, Tesvav Tishrei was a Shabbos, and then there were 21 Shabbosos until Chav Gimel Adar, when this is going to start the Shabbos Memiluyim. So it's Ach Es Shabbosos Tishmoiru. Keep these Shabbosim, these 21 Shabbosim, from when he came down with the Luchai Shniyos all the way till the Binyan of the Mishkan. Ach Es Shabbosos Tishmoiru. The Chasam Sofer says, there's a remez over here, it says, Uvayoy mashvi shavas vayinofash, and the next thing is, Vayitin al Moshe kechaloisoi v'luchas se'edus. He says, it's a remez, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, one of the things that was created during Shabbos Ben Hashmashos is the luchas, the ktav and the michtav of the luchas, rishoynes luchas. The second ones were psalucha, that Moshe Rabbeinu made, but the first luchas, so it's, the remez always, shavas vayinofash, now it's already Ben Hashmashos, now is the time of the luchas. The remez, a remez that the Chasam Sofer says is that the luchas were created during Erev Shabbos, Bein Hashmoshes. The Pasuk says, Vishamru, Vinei Yisrael es HaShabbos. Vishamru, some of the Mepharshim explained to mean, is Hamtona. Avad, the Pasuk means Shmira Shabbos, to be Nizhar from doing Malacha on Shabbos. But there's a Pshat, Yoishev Umitzape Umamtin, like Va'oviv Shomar es Hadovar, Shoymeres Yobam, Shmoy Reli, Mokim Zeh. Shomru v'nei Yisrael es haShabbos is tzipia, hamtono, waiting for Shabbos. La'asois es haShabbos. What does it mean, la'asois? How do you make Shabbos? Shabbos is kvi v'kaimi. Right? Yom Tov, maybe the Bezdin is, makes the Moyadim of the Rosh Chodesh and the Moyadim. What does it mean, la'asois es haShabbos? The Rechaim HaKadosh says, la'asois es haShabbos means to do Tosefes Shabbos. When you add on earlier and start Shabbos earlier, making Shabbos. Right? The Shomru is to be mamtin. That's even from the morning or all week actually, that you wait and prepare things and say these hachanas should be for Shabbos even the whole week. But specifically when it comes ready on Erev Shabbos, la'asois, to make Shabbos, by starting Shabbos early, you're taking choil and you're turning it into Shabbos. Alpi, the Shla and the Bnei Soschar and many Svarim, Eilev Svarim talk about that you're supposed to do seven hours of Tosefes Shabbos, 7 hours. And they say, therefore, sachakol, you have 31 hours of Shabbos. Keneged loy sasa malocha. Loy sevaru eish b'chol mashveseichem. Kael melech yoshev. Kael is with an aleph, yeah? Aleph lamed. And 31 hours of Shabbos. How do you have 31 hours of Shabbos? So the Bnei Sosso explains, you're supposed to start already from Chatzois. That's 6 hours. And an extra hour on Moitzah Shabbos. Other Svarim say it in a different item. You're supposed to start 3.5 hours before, and also on Moitzah Shabbos add an extra 3.5 hours. But Sach HaKol, it's an Indian, it's connected to 31 Malchei Kanan, that Shabbos comes and goes to be against that. And there's a big arichas in the Indian of the 31 hours of Shabbos. That's the Tosefes Shabbos, La'asois es HaShabbos. Now another pshat in the Targum Yoinison, it says, what does it mean, La'asois es HaShabbos? He says, V'yinatron b'nei Yisrael yos Shabboso, Lemevet tafnuke Shabbos, to make oinig Shabbos. Oinig Shabbos is the big machlokes rishonim. If it's a deraisa or the rabbanon, of course there's a pasuk in Yeshaya, the karosel Shabbos oinig, but there's a shayla in the rishonim. If the shayrish hadin, the guf hadin of oinig Shabbos is is on the Reis or the Rabbanon, according to the Targum Yonis, and this is the Makar. Lasois es Shabbos means to do Oynik Shabbos. They say over a story that Rabbi Mordechai Ezrachi, Shlita, the Ozein Gezunt and Stark, he was once, when he was a little child, he says over the story that he was a little child, and the Brisker Rav lived in Geula, and he came out and he saw the Kindlech, and he asked, do you have a raya, bring a raya, that there's a din of Oynik by Yom Tif also. There's a Shaila, there's a din of Simcha, but there's a din of Oynik by Yom Tif, or just on Shabbos. So Rabbi Mordechai said, he said, have a raya, that there's Oynik on Yom Tif. There's a Sefer, Oynik Yom Tif, Oynik Yom Tif. And he said that the Brisker Rav said, Osid Zeh, Elias, God will be Yisrael. And he says with such a spiral, you see, the cook of the Brisker Rav, even that, when I was a small kid, he saw already, Osid Zeh, Elias, God will be Yisrael, that is a Zah Musig of Oynik Yom Tif as well. Now the pasuk over here says, V'shamru b'nei Yisrael, Lasis is Shabbos, L'dayroisam bris oilom. But then, oilom is with a vav. But then it says, Beini uvein b'nei Yisrael, oishi l'oilom is without a vav. The Gros says, there's a remez here that there's a Gemara in Shabbos, Afsamach Tes, about a person. The whole simon in Shulchan Aruch about it, simon shin dalid mem, is the simon about if a person is in the midbar and doesn't realize what day it is. He forgot, he lost cheshbin, when is Shabbos. So the din is he doesn't know and he can't do malacha at all, any day, because and maybe it's Shabbos. And the din is you're not allowed to do any malacha except what is necessary for pekuach nefesh, and then you count 7 days. On the seventh day you do kiddush. About even on that seventh day you do malacha minimally. Don't do double malacha the day before. Maybe grad the punkt according to the real emes that the sixth day of your cheshbon is really Shabbos. So all 7 days, it's ne'alam from you. La'olam is without a vav. It's ne'alam from you when Shabbos is. So you do minimum malacha all 7 days, even the seventh, and kiddush only on the seventh. Tefillin is a shayla if you wear on the seventh. Frektim ogen Avram, why don't you just go bus a roiv? So he says, because zman is kavua. Call F. Ask Einstein that, but he says Zman is called Kavua Kemetzal Metzalami. The Gro continues. There's another pasuk. It says Zochras Yom HaShabbos. It's not over here in this week's parsha, but it says in the Seres Adivres in Parshas Yisrael Zochras Yom HaShabbos. That the Goyin is saying that it's referring also to the Siyid who got lost. Watch how he says in the pasuk Zochras Yom HaShabbos Sheishes Yomim Tavoi Gosiza Kol Malachtecha V'Yom Shvi Shabbos L'Hashem Alekecha. He says Zochras Yom HaShabbos. Remember the emes when really Shabbos is, because if you don't, then you're going to do malacha all 7 days. So first of all 6 days also, you can't do kol malacha, you can only do minimal malacha. And on the seventh day also, you have to do chach a little bit malacha. But if it's zacharis yom Shabbos, if you will remember and not get lost in the midbar, and you'll know when Shabbos is, so then sheishes yom mitavoi gosisa kol malachtecha, you'll be able to do all malacha on the 6 days. And also v'yom hashvi, Shabbos, on the seventh day, you'll totally be able to rest. But the chap is, you have to remember. Only if it's zachar will you be able to do that. Now we said the pasuk says in Yeshaya Avad that it's the karosa la Shabbos oinek. There's a lot of dinim we learn from Shabbos from that pasuk in Yeshaya. The Gemara says in Shabbos taf kuf yud gimel shelo yehei diborcha b'Shabbos ki diborcha shel choyl. Tosfos over there brings in Shabbos taf kuf yud gimel that Rav Shimon ben Yochai had an ima zakena that she was medaberes harbe b'Shabbos. Amar lo Rav Shimon ben Yochai told her Shabbos and miyad shoska. So it's Mashma says Tosfos that you're not supposed to talk so much on Shabbos k'may b'chol. It's interesting. Tosfos says that it was an ima zakena. I don't know if it's his mother or it's his grandmother. Someone said the pshat, this is, she was talking a baba maisa. Ima zkena, she was talking, she was saying too much baba maisa on Shabbos. The Ber Hativ brings in Simon Shin Zayin, B'Shem the Zoyar, Mechaleha Mois Yumos, is going on Nisha Medaber, Dvorim B'Telem B'Shabbos, Mechaleha Mois Yumos, Ad Kedekach. That's already very sharp. Shnei Luchois. Vayitin al Moshe, right after Shabbos, there's one pasuk here. We said it's Vayitin al Moshe, the Shnei Luchos Avonah. The Balaturim writes, what's Shnei Luchos? Why can't all Aseres Dibbers be given on one Luach? Or on 10 Luchos? What's two Luchos? Says the Balaturim, two Luchos, Keneget Shemayim Ba'oretz, Keneget Shnei Toirois, Toirish of Exaf, Toirish of Alpeh, Keneget Shnei Olamois, Olam Hazeb, Olam Haba, Keneget Chosson V'Kala. Someone asked me, which one is the Chosson and which one is the Kala? They park there or they're walking by? You have here the Shvera Sugya of the Cheta Egel. The beginning of the Pasuk, it's a profound Nakuda. It says, the Yidden here, that they're waiting for Moshe Rabbeinu to come down. Kizeh Moshe Ha'ish, Asher He'alonu Mi'eretz Mitzrayim, Lo Yadanu Mehoyaloi. We don't know what happened to him. So I heard a murder to get the hair. That's exactly what Cheta Egel is. Lo Yadanu Mehoyaloi. I don't know what happened to him. Okay, so you don't. You don't have to know everything. Don't have an attitude. If I don't know this, then everything goes. No. We don't know what happened to him, so we don't know. Not everything you have to know. The whole tikkun of the Cheta Egel, Avada, we know many years on a Shana Pshuta, Parshas Para is Parshas Kisisa. Cheta Egel, the tikkun is Para Aduma. What's Para Aduma? That we don't know, that we do a chayk. That's the tikkun for the chayk. The chayk was, we don't know, so we have to. No, so you don't know everything. You don't have to know everything. Purim is Ad Delo Yoda. After the Lucha Shnius, Moirid Gazach, Moshe Rabbeinu comes down and it says, Lo Yoda Kikaran Arpanov. The tikkun for the Cheta Egel is, okay, we don't know everything. Now it's interesting, the Pashtus, the Cheta Egel, was on Tes Zayin Tammuz. We know that the Luchos, Nishtabru Aluchos, was on Yud Zayin. But L'chayru, the Chet was the day before, was on Tes Zayin. It's interesting, the Chodesh is always, the moon is the highest, the greatest at Tesvav, and then it's all downhill from there. The Sfarim explained that when the moon, which represents Klai Yisrael, is getting bigger, that's Yaakov. And the second half of the month is already in the dominion of Esav. Cheta Egel happened by Tes Zayin. Shloima HaMelech is the 15th door from Avram. That was the height. From there it started going down all the way till Tzidkiyo. It was another 15. It's Sakhakol 30. From Avram all the way till Tzidkiyo. Shloima is the 15th generation, and then it's downhill. Even the Nes of Purim, we celebrate Purim. Purim is on Yidalev and Tesvov. V'lo Yavar. We don't go past. We don't go into Tes Zayin. Unless it's a Purim Mishulash, then that's a separate Haile Gazach. But the Purim doesn't go into beyond. Tes Zayin was already. The Cheta Egel was more the Puranis on the Cheta Egel, which happened on Tes Zayin. There's many Nekudis and Yesoidis in the Cheta Egel. We'll speak out a few in Yonim. The Meshech Chochma says that the Nekuda, the Sharish of the Cheta, was that they thought Bechlal that we need a Dover Gashmi as an Emtsoi to connect to the Rabbi Nishloilu. They thought that Moshe Rabbeinu was the Derech, who was the boss of Adam, to connect. But if Kizem Moshe Ish is not here, we need another way, Avadu to the Bashefer, to the Rabbi Nishloilu. But how do we connect? We need an Emtsoi. The Rabbi Nishloilu is Kula, not Gashmi. How do we, as Gashmiim, connect? There must be a medium of that Moshe Ish Elohim, but also a boss of Adam. We need something, some kind. So this Egel was supposed to be some sort of medium between. This is B'Shoirish, a mistake. To realize that Bechlal, it's necessary such a thing. Ad Kedekach says the Moshe Chochma, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos. He's coming down with Luchos. Luchos is also some sort of a physical thing. If this was the Nekuda of the Sharish of the Cheta Egel, at this present time, 80 days later, it will change. There's going to be new Luchos. But right now, we can't even have Luchos now. We have to Shtelevet Klor, that the Rabbein Shalom is Kuloi, Ruchni, and the way to connect him is not through that Emtsoi. Another pshat I saw once, it says, Kizeh Moshe Ish, that they said, Lo Yadanu Mehoyle, we spoke before, not knowing is not a reason to just give up and everything. But there's taka deeper than that, it's Yiyush. They said, we don't know what's going to be, so they were Miyayish. Yiyush brings to Mavis. Yiyush is the worst tumah. That's why you need Paraduma to be Metakin Fecheta Egel. The Nakuda of Yiyush, to realize, no, you're not supposed to be Miyayish. Fakert, Afilu Cherev Chadim, Unachas Al Savarish Al Odom, you're not supposed to be Miyayish. The whole story of the Cheta Egel is Ki Boy Sheish, right? Boy Sheish Moshe, 6 hours. There were 6 hours that they thought Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to have already come, according to their Cheshbonus, and he didn't. Eventually he did, 6 hours later. The Cheta Egel is in a span of 6 hours. I saw in the Ben Yehoyada, in the end of Masechta Megillah, he says that if the Chet was Nimshach for 6 hours, Klal Yisrael has to be Mevatel, the Cheta Egel, Batel B'Shishim. He says that's the inyan of the Sholish Regolim. It's Mavur in other places also that the Sholish Regolim is Mechaper on the Cheta Egel. So he says that's the Pshat. There are 7 days of Pesach, 7 days of Sukkot. We're not counting Shemini Atzeres yet. 7 days of Pesach, 7 days of Sukkot, 1 day of Shavuos. 15 days. 15 days of Regolim. 15 days, 24 hours, without the extra Isafis of Tosefis that we did on Shabbos only. But on Regolim, there are 15 days is 360 hours.
There's a safer Tosefis Yom Tov.
Yeah. Osidzeli is God will be Israel. Now, 15 days is 360 hours. That's mevatel, the 6 hours of Cheta Egel, batel b'shishim. And if you hold, you need batel b'shishim be'echad, you need besides the one. So you have Erev Pesach, Ki Yidua, we spoke other times, Erev Pesach is 6 hours, is already a din of Yom Tif. There are a lot of Makaris that Erev Pesach has a din of Yom Tif, like certain dinim, and therefore, so that's already 61. Continues the Ben Yayad, that there's a man, the Amar and Chulin, that you have to be Mavatal B'Meyo. To be Mavatal B'Meyo is not enough 360 hours, you need 600 hours. He says you add 1 day of Purim, 1 day of Shmini Atzeres, and 8 days of Chanukah. Then you have Sach HaKol, 600 hours. Then it's mevatel the cheta egel, even be that it's bottle b'meya. Now we spoke already by Parshas Truma that the Mishkan, according to many Rishonim, is a tikkun for the cheta egel, and we spoke then already that it says the yikhu li truma, and we explained that li is a lashon of the chibur of Klal Yisrael with the Rabbeinu Shloim is li hare at mekudeshes li, and we said that the word Yisrael. The inside letters, the panemius letters of Yisrael is Asher, and the outside, that's Nesuin, and the outside letters is Li. Hareyat Mekudesh is Li. And the Mishkan is, V'yikhul Li Truma, Me'eskalish Asher Yedvenu Liboy. But the emes is, that's the Li, that's the Chibor. It's also Yeduah, the Sefer Yetzirah, that the Ben Yisrael can say that brings, each Chaydish has a different letter, most of the Chadashim at least. Chaydish Elul is the letter Yud, Chaydish Tishrei is the letter Lamed. Both those Chadashim together, these are the months that Moshe Rabbeinu is not going up and fixing things up in the Chayta Egel, that's Li. Now by the Egel, Hashem said, "Va'ato hanicholi, mi asher chotoli emchena misefri." V'alisa ba'boikel harsine v'nitzafto li. We're trying to fix up this li. We're trying to fix up back the chibur of Klai Yisrael with the Rabbeinu Shloim. And who wasn't chayti in the chayta Egel? Moiridik Levi. Levi is li with a vav hachibur. Levi is the yecholus of being mechaber li, bringing back Hakadosh Baruch Hu and Klai Yisrael to be mischaber. Now Moshe Rabbeinu does come down 6 hours later, and the pasuk says, "Vayihi kasher korav al hamachane." So there's a Yerushalmi and Tainus. The pasuk says, "Vayihi kasher korav al hamachane." Vayar es ha'egel v'samachoyles. Vayicharaf as Moshe vayishlach miyodi es aluchos. Yerushalmi and Tainus learns from here. You're now allowed to paskin midin umdino only if you mamish no biyadio from edus or from reiyah, not from umdino. Pasuk shat why? Because it says. Hashem already told Moshe that there's a chayt egel, or maybe a different shot. He heard already koilos. No, it's not enough. Only when it was vayaris hamachoilos, then he broke the luchas. So as the Yerushalmi, it's a raya from here because you're not allowed to paskin based on umdina. So l'chayri yesh lahakshos. There's a famous kasha. There's a lot of Torah on it. But how did Moshe Rabbeinu break the luchas? This shem Hashem in the aseres adibrois. Osir limchayk es Hashem. There's a lav da'iraisa loisasim ita. You're not allowed to be moichik to shame. How was able Moshe Rabbeinu to throw the luchas and be moichik to shame? Harbe dibru al zeh. But there's a famous teretz that since, anyways, Moshe Rabbeinu saw that the oisiyos were parchos ba'avir, so the oisiyos weren't there anymore. He immediately was able to break the luchas. Oh, but lefiza we have a kasha. What's the Gur Yerushalmi's raya that you're not allowed to break the luchas based on umdana? Maybe he would be able to break it as umdana also, but he couldn't break it yet because the oisiyos weren't pareach yet. And he wasn't able to break it. It's the ha'ara on the Yerushalmi. Another ara I saw once that there's a Bali Musa say, Vayara say egel, Mela, that's how Mechoilois. That they're happy about it. Mela, they did a chait, but you're happy about it. That was the Bazundar of Taina, that only when he saw the Mechoilois that he broke it. But then there's no raya, Lagabe Umdina. Now again, Shvira Salukas is a grace of Sugya. But it's a fascinating thing. Moshe Rabbeinu, whatever it is l'choira a b'chino of eis lasis l'Hashem hefeirut ha'resecha. He's doing something hepich from what you would have thought. To break the luchas. The luchas is not supposed to break them. It's supposed to bring them to Klal Yisrael. To go against what it's supposed to be because of a matzav. We see this concept though in other times. Mordechai, by Purim, vayavar Mordechai. He's over that. They don't do the Leila Seder. Esther is nichnas to the melech b'ratzain. These are the gedolei Yisrael. Going in and doing something connected the Torah for whatever reason. You have to know there's a mahalach over here. It's fascinating. B'derech klal, we don't have the haftorah of Parshas Kisisa because on a Shana Pshuta, it's the haftorah of Parshas Parah, came out all the time. But when it's a Shana Me'uberes, we have the haftorah, which is the haftorah of Eliyahu Bahara Karma, which is also such an idea of it's actually the Shnei Parim in the haftorah. We read it only when there's two Purims. Parim. But the idea that Elio, Mordechai, Moshe Rabbeinu, they're doing something keneged the Torah for Klal Yisrael. Now there was a Magef also, and there was Cherev, there's a whole Einshim over here. The Pasuk says, about 3,000 people. Kishloishis alofim ish. It's interesting, the Gemara says in Temura that when Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter, 3,000 halachas were nishtakech. And it's Mavur. Moshe Rabbeinu Be'etzim said, Mecheinino, Mecheinino. He asked, Mecheinino Misifrachom. We know his name is not mentioned in Parshas Tetzaveh. But Moshe Rabbeinu asked Mecheinino. That's also why the halachas were forgotten. But I saw, this is still Kabbalistic, but from the Arizal, he says that by the Chet Eitz Hadas, there was a pagam in the Shem Hashem of Yudkei Vovkei. There are many ways to spell Yudkei Vovkei. One of the Ifanim, the Miloy, that's Memhei, the Gematria is Memhei, if you spell them all with a Yud, with an Aleph. Well, Yud is Yud Vav Dalet, but Hey Vav, and then Hey, you can spell them with Hey, with a Yud, or with an Aleph, with a Hey. So if you Mamala with an Aleph, that's one of the Ifanim, then the Gematria is 45. There's four different ways to be Mamala of Yudkei Vovkei. So there's three Alephs over there, and the Hey, Vav, and the Hey. By the Chet Eitz Hadas was Nifkam those Alephs, those three Alephs. Those three Alephs represent Odom, Emes, and Or. And they were Nifgam. And Odom turned into Dam. And Emes is Mace. And Or is Choshech. Those Aleph were Nifgam. By the Chet Eitz Hadas already. Avram Avinu started fixing up those three Alephs. Three times it says by Avram Avinu, Hu Koyin Lekel Elyon, Baruch Lavram Lekel Elyon, Hu Baruch Kel Elyon Asher Mogein. Three times Kel. So Avram fixed up the Aleph and the Lamed. Three times Kael is Mogen. What do you say? Mogen Avram? Mogen is 93. That's three times that Aleph Lamed. But the pay of the Alephs weren't fixed up yet. It was fixed up by Matan Torah. By Matan Torah, the entire three Alephs was B'tikuna. But then when the Chet Eagle came, Nochamo, Paskos U'mosam, and it comes back now, the Chet. But on that, the Pasuk says, look at the word now. Vayipul Anam Bayemu, Kishloishes Alfei. Alfei, three Alephs. But not Mamash three Alephs, only Kishloishes Alfei. Why? Because the Aleph and the Lama that Avram fixed stayed fixed. The Aleph and Lama that Avram fixed stayed fixed. Just the pay. Three pays is 240. I'm all like, the three pays weren't fixed. And that's the Kishloishes Alfei. That's what still has to be fixed up. Oh, but Kitshuti Avada means that 3,000 people were killed. There's a Medrash Pliya that says, Vayibum and Aum Bayayimahu Kishloishes Alfei Ish. Is a makar for chamisha bakar yishalim tachas hashar. Chamisha bakar yishalim tachas hashar. A medrash pliya said the gross says a beautiful pshat. The pasuk says in Koheles, Adam echad me elef matzasi v'isha b'chol eilai matzasi. The medrash says noshim weren't nichshalim chayte egel. By men it was echad me elef. Women b'chalal not. Now if men it was echad me elef, 600,000 men. So how many people were chayte in the chayte egel? 600. How come 3,000 are being killed? Pi chamisha. Mikan. Chamisha bakar yishalim tachas hashar. Dalet v'hei, you pay five times more. Because the pasuk in Kehelas is alluding to the fact that 600 people were nichshalim chayte egel. If the punishment is 3,000, that's on smach for the medrash that says chamisha bakar yishalim, you pay five times as much. Another pshat I saw, why dafka 3,000? 3,000 is 1/200th of Klal Yisrael. Echad mimosayim. We know this in certain things there's a din of bittul b'meya we spoke before. In other inyanim there's a din of bittul b'mosayim. Bittul b'mosayim. So since Hashem says He's not going to punish them totally now for the chet ha'egel, in every door He can say there is an oyer of the inyan and He punishes us a little bit for the chet ha'egel. So it's appropriate that each time it's a little bit. It's only echad mimosayim. Echad mimosayim over here is 3,000. Hashem wants to destroy Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Mecheinino, and then is the fascinating parasha of the Yud Gimel Midos. Vayered Hashem ba'onon, vayisyatzei, vayabar Hashem l'ponav, Hashem, Hashem, kelrachim v'chanon, the Yud Gimel Midos shel Rachamim. It's a big machlokes rishonim. The Rosh Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah daf Yedayin learn that when you count the Yud Gimel Midos, the Shem Havaya, both of them, each one is a Mido. Shem Hashem, is a midah. The second Shem Hashem is also a midah. Kael is already the third of the 13. And then you have to work out how you count out exactly only to 13. Tosfos brings over there from Rav Nissen Goyen, that's chaylik no, that only the second Shem is a midah. The first Shem of Ayah is a hakadoma. The second Shem is a midah. There are many achroinim, the Maral, the Goyen, the Turiyev, and they go that Kael is the first midah. Shem of Ayah is not a midah. Shem of Ayah is not something b'chlal that we can connect to and we're supposed to be act like in the midahs of Hashem. The whole Sefer Torah Devarim is explaining what it means to act on the midahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The midahs only start from Kael. It's Yadua, the flaw. He says, there's a famous Shaila b'chlal that the Yud Gimel midahs, are we supposed to just say them? You say them loud with Kavanah? Or you're supposed to act them out? You're supposed to understand what they mean, what they represent, and try to be Mahu Afata and act them out. So l'chayru, the Afla says, the same way Hashem and Hashem, l'chayru, is no shaykhis. Who wouldn't kail? Mele racham, if it's not understanding what it means we should be racham. What does it mean we should be kail? What does that mean? So the Afla says, that's what we say in the pismoin that we say by slichas. Kail! Hayrei salamu loymar shloish esrei. From the fact that kail is one of the midos, that's a hayra that the din is only to say the words, not to act them. There's no way to act out kail. You can act out racham, but you can't act out kail. So kail is hayrei salamu loymar shloish esrei. Now, the Rishonim that learned that Hashem, Hashem is also from the midos. So Tosis asked the Rosh in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Hashem, Hashem, why twice? Ani Hashem koidim sheyechte, ani Hashem la'achar sheyechte. Frek the Rosh, why do you need a midah of rachin in koidim sheyechte? You need a midah of rachin in la'achar sheyechte. Why do you need a midah of rachin in koidim sheyechte? So the Rosh says, by avodah zarah, Kadosh Baruch Hu is mitzarif machshava l'maisa. So you need a midah of rachin even before, even the first shame, you need a midah of rachin. I saw a different shot, Ben Yoyada says, right when a person is choyte, a person has to realize he has a neshama gavoya, roisha magia shemaima, and any avera or mitzvah that he does, his neshama affects tikkunim and kilkulim and the olamas elyonim. There's a gevaldik midah of rachamim that right before a person is about to be choyte, Hashem is menatik, disconnects him from his chelaka elyon, and the mele doesn't do such a terrible pagam. Farsetza, that itself is a terrible oinish to be disconnected, but it's a chesed. The rachamim of ani Hashem, koidim sheyechteh, that koidim sheyecht Hashem disconnects you, that you shouldn't chas v'shalom do too much of a pagam. But the Rosh says, what does it mean, the first shame? It's by avodah zarah. Lefi zeh, the Meshech Chochma says something fascinating. We know that in Parshas Shlach, after the chait miraglim, there's also midos of rachamim. But in a bridged version, look at the pasuk there in Perek Yudalek, pasuk Yudches in Parshas Shlach in Bamidbar. And over there it only says one time Hashem. It says Hashem erech apayim. It doesn't say kale either. There's various shatim which midos apply over there. And this farm talk about it. I mean, Dvar or others, all this farm talk about it. But the Meshech Chochma wants to say, he says, it's Gevaldik. Chait ha'egel was avodah zarah. As such, it needs shame, koidim sheyechta. That's what the Rosh says. That by avodah zarah, you need a rachim and even koidim sheyechta. Mashenken, chait meraglim, whatever the oimek and beer of that chait is, but it's not avodah zarah, so then it's not, it doesn't require the first shame. I saw in the Paradis Yosef, he brings from the Shlah, one of the midas is emes. Why is emes a midah of rachamim? Emes is mamish, not a midah of rachamim. Emes is din. Emes is that you go kefi the emes without nutiyim in a small. Why is emes a midah of rachamim? So he brings from the shlah that he brings from her mammy Mipreshlana. There was once a yid that was dressed up with the shmoyim begod, and he looked mamish, you know, as a tzaddik. And Rav Meir Mipreshlana understood that he's not exactly Toichai Kabaroi. Well, sure, fine, say that, but he's not wearing the clothes that's not in what he should be, where he's holding. So he said, now I understand. He says, the Ebishter is, you dressed up, a mamash as a tzadik gadol, so the Ebishter should deal with you like that. And you're not holding thereby, and you really deserve a punishment. Oh, but the Ebishter has rachamim. He deals with you with emes. He knows who you really are. And he therefore only is going to punish you kefi, where you're really holding, not kefi, what your chitzonis to keep a gadol are. So that's the midas rachamim, that's tamun, in Emes, as I bring it from the Shlok. There's a lot of sugyas here. Later on in the parsha, we have chometz. We have leisavashel gedi, leisavashel gedi b'chalev imoy. The din of basar v'chalav. The din of basar v'chalav is brought down three times in the Torah. In Parshas Mishpatim, it says reishis bikuri ad mascha, and then basar v'chalav leisavashel gedi. Then it continues with Hine Anochi Shaleach Malach Lefanecha. You have a second time in Parshas Kisisa by us, and then you have a third time in Parshas Re'eh. It says Loisavashal Gedi. Now the emes is, the Chazal taught us that it says it three times, that to teach you that it's Osir Ba'achila, Bebishal, and Behanah. Now, there's a Sefri that says that the emes is Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to write the second time after he already wrote in the Mishpatim, Loi Savashel. Over here, he wanted to write Loi Soichal. And the third time, it should say Loi Lehenet. So the Rambam says, no, it should say the Torah Shabbat all three times Loi Savashel. Al Pitar Shabbat Peh, we'll be able to understand it. So the remez for this is, the next pasuk it says over here, it says Basa Mechalov, K'soiv l'cho es ha-dvorim ha-elu. That the teacher, that the Torah of Iksav, the Gemara Gittin runs out. The Torah of Iksav, the Torah of Al-Peh. You don't have to write lo-soichal. It can say lo-sevashel. Nevertheless, the Torah of Al-Peh will be able to teach you to know that it means lo-soichal. Another nekud is, it says lo-sevashel gedi b'chalei v'imoy, k'soiv l'cho es ha-dvorim. You can ask me this. Kesoiv l'cha es ha-dvorim. Kesoiv l'cha, the famous Chazal that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, the Malachim said, Mehechateisa, you should get to the Torah. We deserve the Torah. Ma'al yilud isha b'neinu. According to one Nusach, Moshe Rabbeinu was mitnatzeach against them because he says, when you came to visit Avraham Avinu, you ate basar v'cholov. And that's why he says you don't deserve it. So therefore, that's the pshat. L'savash v'kadib ha-chalei dimoy. And with that taina, Moshe Rabbeinu was able to be mitnatzeach, kesoiv l'cha es ha-dvorim. An interesting shayla. What?
As a mishpatim, says after that pasuk.
Ah, it's going on that. Okay, so it's going on that one. A mishpatim. Okay. I thought said l'cha. Okay, fine. It's going on mishpatim. An interesting shayla in basav v'cholov. There's a tshuvas shara fry in the place can bring. If a person cooked butter in a fleishige pot, so now it's aser b'hanah. It's basav v'cholov. Can you use that butter for Ner Chanukah? Can you use it for Ner Chanukah? Harei basar v'cholav is asr b'hano. Basar v'cholav is asr b'bishol, asr b'achil, asr b'hano. You already cooked, the schema in a seer of basar ben yoimai, so it's basar v'cholav. Can you use it for Ner Chanukah? It's like asr b'hano. So the Shaar Ephraim says you're allowed to, because mitzvahs lav l'honis nitnu. Fregen d'achroinim, fine, mitzvah lav l'honestin, it's not asr b'hanah. But when you're going to put it into the menorah, you light the candle, you're cooking it again. You're cooking basar v'cholav. You've been over a lav of bishul basar v'cholav. Al kasha that it's asr b'hanah, mitzvah lav l'honestin. But what about the fact that you're cooking it and now you're again doing the din of bishul of basar v'cholav? So I heard a chiddush. The isser of bishul basar v'cholav is only when you're creating that it's becoming basar v'cholav, that it's going to become asr b'hanah. But if it's already asr b'hanah, I don't mean as bishul achav bishul, that's another shmuz. But if it's already asr as basar v'cholov, the isra of bishul basar v'cholov doesn't apply. The isra of bishul basar v'cholov only applies if you are now creating it to be b'isr. You have to know about that, but you have to realize, I think there's a tshuva from the Igros Moshe about this. In the old apartment buildings, they had a chute that you would throw down the garbage and it would go down and get burnt in an incinerator downstairs in the building. Someone asked them, it should be a problem of bishul basar v'cholov, because in the garbage bags you had basar and you had cholov. I mean, you don't have to go worried about the goyish neighbors not kosher basar, because basar v'cholov, the isser bishul, is only when it's kosher. But you have everything mixed in together. You have to know about the gedar about that. I think they found a heter. Say that.
I have done it, the whole